Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said today the United States has more special operations troops, as he put it, cocked and ready to go inside Afghanistan. But he said the U.S. has been stymied getting them into place, except in very small numbers. A senior U.S. official also warned today that bombing will not stop for Ramadan, the Muslim holy month of fasting. NPR's David Malpas reports from the Pentagon.
Defense Secretary Rumsfeld says he wants to increase the number of forward spotters in Afghanistan 3 to 4 times their current number and do it quickly. With more feet on the ground, he says, the U.S. will be able to do a better job of pinpointing bunkers and caves that are now sheltering Taliban and Al-Qaeda troops. Those caves, Rumsfeld says, are well developed, numerous, and very hard to find. Defense sources have previously indicated that the U.S. has only a few dozen clandestine teams operating full-time inside Afghanistan. Increasing that number, Rumsfeld says, is a top priority.
We have been working very diligently to do that for many, many, many weeks now, and it is difficult to do for a host of reasons. Weather is one problem. There have been 3 or 4 other problems that have occurred. Recently, ground fire was a situation that prevented someone from getting in, a team from getting in.
It's a matter, Rumsfeld said, of having the right equipment in the right place and finding safe landing zones. Joint Chiefs Chairman General Richard Myers says the more intense bombing strikes against Taliban troops in recent days are the result of better information from the ground. But Myers and Rumsfeld strongly deny that the delay in bombing those frontline troops was due to political calculations. Many outside observers have suggested that the U.S. didn't want the Northern Alliance, the main opposition army, to break through to Kabul until a broad-based coalition could be formed to replace the Taliban. Secretary Rumsfeld.
I've seen a lot of press reporting to that effect, a great deal. It is absolutely false. It was not some master plan that we concocted that we wanted Joe to reach Kabul instead of Mike. Those are, I'm sure, not Afghan names, but it just wasn't so.
Continuing in his mode of shooting down press reports, the Defense Secretary also denied that the U.S. has been slow to equip the Northern Alliance for battle. In doing so, Rumsfeld suggested that some groups aren't to be trusted merely because they are anti-Taliban.
We are supplying ammunition and supplies to the Northern Alliance and to other forces opposing them as fast as we can. To the extent we have a chance to find out about these people, whether or not there are people who are going to do anything with the ammunition other than sell it, which is always nice to know. It's preferable that it ends up in a weapon and is shot.
In another development, National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice brushed aside objections of some Muslim nations to U.S. bombing during Ramadan, which lasts a month and starts in a couple of weeks. Rice says the U.S. can't afford to have a pause. The battle, she says, has to be pressed to the end. David Malpas, NPR News, The Pentagon.